people. If you're new to the Positive Truth, this is Monday. So we're doing a topic or some of our favorite positive news stories or an interview. And on Wednesday, Fridays, it's all audio. We talk about positive news stories and all that other fun stuff. If you want to support the podcast, it's underneath.
I don't know why I did that.
It doesn't matter.
I look down too, like, what's going on here?
We're on Facebook. We post our positive news stories in our videos. Also, we post our videos on YouTube. We link them on Twitter and on Instagram. You can see this pretty face.
Jeez.
I'm doing great, sir. Today, we're talking about consistency. Why are we talking about consistency, Tim?
Because the difference between being good and great is consistency.
Absolutely. I thought you were going to tell the truth and be like, because you wanted to talk about it, JP.
Nah, man, I wouldn't throw you under the bus. But since we're here, this man wanted to talk about it. So I'm like, all right, let's do this. I talk to my kids about consistency quite a bit, man. I feel like that's an issue a lot of kids have. I know I had anyways, being consistent. I didn't realize how important being consistent actually was back when I was in high school, middle school.
So
in college, even.
What do you mean by that?
Well, like, just basing it off of sports alone, in order to be like a good runner, you have to do all the small things right, right? You know, stretch, warm up, work out, lift, do core, etc. But you have to do these things consistently. You can't just say it's cross country season. It's about 3 months long. Say you practice and do everything you need to do for those 3 months. The rest of the year, you're doing absolutely nothing. See, that was me, you know, cross country workout. Then basketball season would come around, I'm playing basketball, I'm not worrying about putting in miles or anything, even though I'm a distance runner. Track would come around, I'm out of shape, these other guys are getting better, but I'm in high school not realizing, why are these guys getting better and I'm not? I'm staying the same, I'm only getting a little bit better. And I know I'm better than them because I used to destroy them, right? And as you get older, you start realizing, you know, consistency is just as important as any other characteristic you can have. Because without consistency, you can't grow. How are you supposed to grow if you're not able to finish something? And in order to finish something, you have to consistently go at something because, you know, obviously anything worth having, it's worth waiting for and it's worth working for. And if you're not willing to work through things whenever times get tough, you're not going to get where you want to be. And that's part of being consistent, I think.
If you have to choose between what's right and what's easy, a lot of people choose what's easy instead of what's right. And here's another thing about being consistent. Everything else in your life is better, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, like, say you're in school. Your consistency on your studies, like, I'm going to study each class an hour a day. So that when finals come around, you're not losing any sleep. You're good. And you're probably doing better than anyone, so you don't have to study that hard for them.
I agree. That's less stress that you're having on your grades that could obviously affect you negatively in other aspects of life. So if you don't have any stress about your grades, then all of a sudden you're able to focus on more on other positive things around you, which I've seen that firsthand with Edna. She graduates on Friday, man. It's crazy.
Congratulations, Edna. JoJo, we need all sorts of
celebratorial confetti.
Exactly. There we go. I like how I dropped. I couldn't think of the word confetti. Good job, Tim.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, my bad.
Sometimes the vocabulary just goes when the camera's on.
Facts, man. We'll talk about whatever before he says action. Wait, does he say action?
No.
He says go, doesn't he?
Sure. I don't think we're consistently listening to JoJo.
Man, we're struggling. We need to be a little bit more consistent there. What aspects do you think people need to be consistent in their lives?
Everything. It makes everything better. So the reason I want to talk about this, I've realized I need more sleep. So I'm really consistent with other things in my life, like working out every day. So I'm stronger than most because, like, for the past 4 years now, I've squatted 3 days a week, deadlifted 3 days a week, bench 3 days a week.
How do you routine? Gotcha.
So yeah, like, I'm not genetically gifted, but I'm probably stronger than you because I've worked out more in a year than you've worked out in your life.
Hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard.
Exactly, right? But the same thing, like, I read a lot of books. A lot of time I read a book and I'll remember a few things. I won't remember everything. That's how most people are. That's because that's how your brain works with consistency. So if you just read a book once, you're probably going to forget all of it, right? If you read that book consistently over your lifetime,
it's like the back of your hand.
Exactly. So if you go to, like, we both wait tables, you do that 5 days a week, you're pretty good at it. Like, yeah. Small things you don't realize you didn't used to do, just like, you just don't even do that anymore. Scenarios you've just already working through. if you go to like studying, if you read ahead, or if you go to class and you take notes and then you read the notes twice back before you go to sleep, just that consistency makes you so much better. So my lack of consistency, I would make up in other ways, and I was losing sleep. I was just like, why can I not be consistent in this aspect? I'm also reading a book called Thinking Fast and Slow, and they talk about how self-control can make your IQ so much smarter, because you're locked in. You have more self-control, you're just smarter, you're handling things better, less stress, all that.
Which makes sense, for sure.
More positive mind state. On top of being consistent, you said before we started recording, you've never heard of the 10,000 hour rule?
Yeah.
So there's a book I read. But it's by Malcolm Gladwell. It's about how it takes you about 10,000 hours to be proficient at anything. When was the last time you did 10,000 hours of anything, Tim? Besides running.
Like running and working, that's it.
Think about how long 10,000 hours is.
I couldn't tell you, man.
40 hours a week times 52. Let's do the math real quick.
Yeah, JP will do the math, and I will sit here in awe because I have no idea.
Like, you know I'm using a calculator. So that's 2,000, right? So
2,000
hours if you work 40 hours a week. So that means 10,000 hour rule, you're going to be proficient and great at it in five years.
Woo!
So like running, you probably don't run 40 hours a week.
Absolutely.
Hardly
not.
No one does, right?
Yeah, nobody does. That's ridiculous. 40 hours a week. Right. Death.
Exactly. But like, if you did that, if like you take up all the hours running, by the time you get 40-50, your stride's gonna be on point if you haven't broke down yet, because
right.
You've taken care of yourself. But if you have that consistency, like, you can literally do anything, right?
I agree.
Anything. Can you imagine if you put even 1,000 hours into something this next year? Because it's about to be 2019.
Yeah, you put 1,000 consistent hours into something, you definitely better be an expert. 10,000 is even better. So yeah, no, I
that's
hear
one
you.
Like, it's so incredible, and everything else in your life becomes so much better.
It's dope.
So, like, you have kids. JoJo has kids. I don't have kids, but I truly believe like kids mimic what you do.
Facts.
So if you're in a household that's just insulting each other and being violent, your kid's probably gonna be violent too. If you're always talking bad about somebody, your kid's gonna go to school and gossip and talk bad about all these kids. But if you show the self-control and consistency, your kid's going to show it. The Larry Bird story. So he's like one of the best basketball players ever. You don't know who Larry Bird is. Can't really help you. But he's this, they call him the natural because he was so talented. Like, oh, I need to work on my left hand. He's making left-handed threes the next day. He was just great at it. But he had the consistency most people don't realize. He would wake up before class every day. He would go make like 100 to 1,000 free throws every day. He didn't care. He took that from his dad because his dad broke. He was like, his dad woke up every single day, went to work, didn't matter, 7 days a week. Broke his foot, he just put on his boot and keep going. He learned that consistency.
No matter what, being consistent is important.
Everyone that's ever been successful at anything, they've had that grit and consistency. Even people that you think are like super talented. Like, oh, they were born for this. Put in tons of hours.
We may not see it, but they do.
Exactly.
I hear that, man. I hear that.
Any sort of like musician, actor, entertainer, somebody that's a lawyer.
Yeah. Consistently studying. In
doctors.
The library, doing what you need to do to get things done. Absolutely. I agree.
They made a sacrifice that they're reaping the rewards for. But oftentimes, we don't see that. We don't see the consistency because it's behind the scenes, right?
Right.
That's sort of like the positive news stories we talk about. You only hear about the bad stuff, but all the good things are happening behind the scenes, and that's why we're bringing highlights to them.
Facts.
So,
just consistency, like being consistent.
Consistency is positive news.
I hear you, man. I'm glad. This is a good way for us to get other people thinking about being consistent, at least. Maybe if you're an adult, talk to your kids about being consistent. Talk to them about how important it is, because that's definitely a characteristic people overlook. I know I did for the longest, and I'm almost 30. Woo! I'm old, man. I'm old.
I feel like everyone listening is like,
shut up, Tim.
And then everyone young is like, yes, you are.
Dude, my niece called me old. My nephew called me old. I'm old, man. No,
why didn't
old.
You just travel? Like, you should have done what you usually do. Like, I'll outrun both of
oh,
them.
Oh, I did. My niece is a beast, though, man. Woo! She's a monster. Like, distance-wise, if, like, If I don't keep running here in about 3 years, she'll be faster than me. But yeah, whenever kids call you old, it really doesn't mean much. They think like 20 is old sometimes, yeah.
I totally lost my train of thought, but I was going to ask you.
My bad.
So you were talking about when you were younger, your lack of consistency. Is there anything you need to work on in your life right now, or something you would tell to your younger self about consistency?
Man, I would tell myself there's nothing wrong with routines. I used to have like an issue with doing what everybody else was doing, so I'm like, I'll be a rebel.
Rebellious.
Yeah, like, eh, I don't have to do that. I can figure out a way to do it my way and still get it done, so I'm experimenting with different ways how to live my life. I would have told myself to calm down a little bit, create some routines that I like and I'm comfortable with, and just go with it from there instead of trying to fight the world for no reason. But yeah, man, being consistent is important, so yeah, I definitely would have told myself, you know, create some more routines. What about yourself, sir?
I don't think I realize how much you have to practice to be good at basketball.
True.
I remember my junior and senior year, or I guess that summer, I played like every day. And it was that realization, like during the summer, like I should have been doing this from the jump. And how, like, if I just would have been consistent, like every day, dribble with your left hand, make just like 100 left-hand layups, like just practice that shot, because if you can shoot, you're going to play. If you can play, you're smart enough to get on at some school somewhere, and it'll pay for your school, because you're never going to be like D1 athlete, because I'm way too short.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Can't teach height to you. But like, just that consistency was just help you out with everything. That's sort of like learning a musical instrument. They say like sporting and learning a musical instrument helps kids so much because it keeps you disciplined and grit and consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, you don't realize it until you're later on.
Yeah, man. It's whack.
And then, you know, you get older and it's like, can't stay consistent with my diet. Can't stay consistently unstressed. It's just like, you gotta take those steps. But we believe in you.
Facts, man. You gotta take the time to take care of yourself.
Self-care.
Tú sabes.
Think we covered everything, Tim?
I believe so. It was a nice conversation about consistency. And that being said, I do have a quote. Consistency is the hallmark of the unimaginative. Unimaginative. Can't speak English.
I think that was right both times.
It was? It didn't sound good to me. But I'll take it.
You should say it with an opera tone. Or you should say it in a Tickle Me Elmo voice.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Why not, man?
I'm not about to embarrass myself.
You already did it once on the audio.
Facts. I did.
Come on, Tim.
Can I read it like that?
You've been consistently doing the Tickle Me Elmo. I want to hear it.
I can't do it, man. I'm really trying right now.
Just one good time.
I quit. I can't. Consistency is the hallmark of the unimaginative.
Yes, Tim. Yes.
La, 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 la.
Yes.
I'm done, man. Can we go? Peace. Stay positive.
We're out.